Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, June 15th, 2025. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Moms, you had your time a few weeks ago. Now, Dad, it's your time. But I will say, it takes mom and dad, and it's kind of funny I said that, because when we get into the interview with the guest today, you'll understand why I said that. But what is Rock the Flock? Rock the Flock is the home for Christian independent artists to come and share not only their music, but their testimonies. They become part of a family, and they have a home where their music can be played every week. And I thank the Lord for each and every week. This week, I'm thankful. As I say it every week, God drives this show. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in that. And this week, he's brought another special guest to the show, Miss Melody Noel. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so honored to be on your show.
Well, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Orange County, California.
Orange County. I was off. I don't know how in the world I was that far off. I thought you were in North Carolina. I'm on the complete wrong coast.
Definitely not North Carolina. No, I am right around Anaheim Hills, California. So about 15 minutes from Disneyland.
Okay. Well, all right. When we come back, this sounds like it's going to be very interesting. So we'll come back. We're going to get in all into who is Miss Melody Noel. All right. All that and a lot more, a lot of wonderful Christian artists coming up. And again, thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for sending your music. It is a one of a kind. We'll be right back with Melody Noel right here on Rock the Flock. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week from California. I got it right that time. I'm on the right coast, Miss Melody. Miss Melody Noel, thank you again for taking the time. We've been scheduling this interview for a while. A lot of correspondence. I appreciate your group at the church and all the work that they've done back and forth with me to get to today.
That's awesome. I love our church, and I love just the community there. I've been planted at my church since 2017. So, yeah, it's been 8 years.
Well, that was a tidbit right there. So now we're going to jump right into it. Who is Melody Noel?
So Noel is my middle name, mm-hmm. But I put all of my music stuff under that name since I was in high school. Okay. Because I thought to myself, if I get married one day, I don't want to have to go back to all these songs and change the name. So I'm just going to put my middle name, Melody Noel. But my actual last name now is Altavilla. Mm-hmm. I am married to an Italian man named Tony. We got married in 2021. We have a 2-year-old daughter named Aria. Mm-hmm. And then I am expecting my second baby in just a couple weeks, and his name will be Nico. Mm-hmm. And I live in Anaheim. I come from a musical family. I am the music director at my church, overseeing the worship label and worship department. And I love Jesus, and I love my family, and I love music.
Well, I could tell what you said, that last part, who all you love, because it's written on your face. I mean, there is the spirit of joy is just all about you. You can see it, and I know our listeners can hear it.
It's the pregnancy glow, you guys.
So when's the due date?
July 8th.
Okay.
But I'm praying he'll come sooner because mama's ready.
What about the 4th? That would be great.
Oh my gosh. That'd be hectic, but it'd be awesome. A firework baby.
Well, all right. So you grew up in music. You got married. Where did you meet your husband?
I met my husband on Bumble.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? For years was like, I will never get on a dating app, blah, blah, blah. And then I don't know. I was like 27 about and was like, Lord, do I have a green light to do this? And he was like, I felt like the Lord was like, I trust you and I'm leading you correctly. I'm like, okay. And anyways, I didn't know how the app worked. So I thought, you know, once you match with somebody, then the guy, you know, could reach out to you and you could go on a date. Mm-hmm. But on that app, the girl has to be the one to start the conversation because they don't want you to get spammed by people, mm-hmm. you know? So I didn't know that. So I just thought I was matching with people and no one wanted to talk to me. So that was like 6 months. So we matched in May and we didn't meet till December.
Okay.
And then when we met, it was just so much peace, so much confirmation. Yeah, he's an amazing, amazing man. Perfect for me.
Isn't it cool how God brings us together like that?
Totally. Yeah. And I just tell people, because I know everybody, I tell people the number one thing is to live a spirit-led life. Mm-hmm. And that may not be something, a route for everybody. So you just have to ask the Holy Spirit, like, are we good here? Is this green light go or is this red light no? You tell me.
Well, that's a very interesting story because I do. I call it one of the crash collisions that the Lord puts in our lives. And that's the one that when both of you were born, he knew the day. He knew, he already knew it was anointed. And it's just cool, everybody's story, how God put them together. So there we go. Yeah. Another dating app that worked.
It's amazing. And even the one of the ways the Lord confirmed it was after 6 or 7 months of dating. And I'm like, Lord, I really feel like this could be my husband. Could you just confirm, confirm, confirm? And I had changed all my passwords the year before I met him. I've changed them since then, so don't get any ideas, people. But I changed all my passwords to Higher Ground 2020, because I felt like that was just a phrase the Lord kept telling me. Higher Ground, I'm taking you to Higher Ground. I'm taking you to a new place. So everything, I made everything Higher Ground 2020. And I was on a walk and I'm like, man, if we got married, my last name would be Alta Villa. I wonder what that name means. And Alta means high or tall, and villa is a place or a state.
Wow.
And the Lord it wrecked me. I was like, what? This is crazy. His name literally means higher place.
They're signs and then they're signs.
No. So crazy.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, I believe you have a Bible verse to share with us.
Sure. Yes, I do. Okay. Now I do.
Now you do. Hey, we're going to have to talk to your group. We talked about this and I love impromptu anyway. It works better.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be right back with Miss Melody Noel right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Miss Melody Noel and Rock the Flock Radio. Miss Melody, now that we just threw it right on top of you, you shined right through it. You went and grabbed the verse and you're ready to share it.
I'm ready to share it.
All right.
All right. John 10:10, that scripture, before I even knew you were going to ask me to share scripture today, this morning, that scripture was on my heart. And I was like, I feel like this is going to come up in the interview. But John 10:10, it says, it's Jesus talking and he goes, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and life abundantly. Mm. And I think that is something, it's a popular scripture, but I think the topic of an abundant life is easily lost amongst Christians, especially if you've been walking with the Lord for a while. Mm-hmm. Because I think, you know, trials and life and struggles can wear on you and you forget that this is actually a promise of the Lord, is to have an abundant life. Not just surviving, but it's actually his desire to see us thrive. Mm-hmm. And I think now that I have, you know, my own daughter and I'm about to welcome a son, I don't want her just barely getting by. I want her overcoming and enjoying every day and everything that I've set before her. And I just think it's a healthy reminder for all of us that that is what the Lord desires for us. That's his heart for his children.
And then matter what you see, if you go in the first part of that verse, that's everything that we see right now. I mean, that's everything that's in the news. The enemy is out there.
Yes.
And you can get trapped in that. I know a lot of people, you know, I go down what I call rabbit holes, but I go down in food and in biblical things. But you can get into some deep stuff, and the devil's just out there. He's doing it. But we have to remember, no matter what you watch, no matter what you see, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now he says the truth. So that is who we have to. That's who we have to lean on, and in that truth is what you just said. It's abundant life.
Yes.
That you know, it doesn't say we're going to have the best house on the street, the best cars to drive, but we will be blessed in ways that I don't think we really understand. Mm-hmm.
Yes, completely agree. And I think part of it too, like you said, there's so much thrown at us now, especially nowadays because of social media and television. And there's so many ways to be fed information. And I think part of being a believer and following Jesus is realizing that following him is a narrow path. Mm-hmm. And that means subtracting things. And that's something the Lord's been speaking to me about. You know, I've been asking, like, Lord, I want more of you. I want more of you. And he's like, then subtract. It's addition by subtraction. What are the things that you're intaking? Even if it's a podcast that's not necessarily bad, or a TV show that's not necessarily bad, is just like, make room for me and I'll fill it. Mm-hmm. And I think, just the spiritual discipline of following Jesus and being like, Lord, show me where I can make room for you so that you can fill that space so that I can have more of you.
Yeah, because, you know. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, because we're going to talk about your music, but I just wanted to, because we need the Lord, because I thought it was tough raising four kids in the time that I raised my four kids and what was the things they had to deal with. I could not imagine, I came with my grandkids now, but having kids in my house that I know what they're going to go off to school and face, or go off to, you never know these days. They could walk into a church and be told the wrong thing. You have no clue. And so I'll be praying for you, your husband, your kids, because I can tell he's very well prepared you for this task.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, like I said, I live in California, so it's a lion's den out here in a lot of ways.
Oh, I've been watching it on the news.
It's wild. I'm like, oh my gosh, you have a garden and a farm that would cost like $1 billion to have out here. I think just narrowing your life, knowing that narrowing your life is not a bad thing. The Lord will probably expand your life if you would just narrow it.
That is an awesome way to say that. That's cool. So you've just brought words of wisdom to this show, and I know I knew getting into this we were going to be blessed. And thank you, Miss Melody.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Well, all right. We'll come back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this little thing you have in your life called music, you know, and we're going to find out all about that.
Nice. I'm excited to talk about it.
We'll be right back with Miss Melody Noel right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Miss Melody Noel. Miss Melody, we found out a lot about your life. We found out how you met your husband, and that was kind of cool. And you're a wonderful mom already. You've got a little boy coming, and how God's blessed you, man, with a boy and a girl, which is kind of neat. But now we're in part of the interview to where we found out about you, what God's been doing in your life. You were able to bring a scripture to the show. And then after you talked about the scripture and we talked about everything, you said something really cool that you got to strip things away and God will give, he'll give you more. He'll fill it up and fill it in even more. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And so we're going to talk about your music now. You have is it a new EP out?
Mm-hmm. Yep. An EP. My first EP, really.
All right. Your first EP. How many songs on it?
Five.
Okay. I guess those are all five that I have.
Yes.
I feel very fortunate.
Nice. Yeah. Five songs.
What was your favorite song to write on the EP?
My favorite song to write was probably So Good. Mm-hmm. Or God's Got This. But the song that is the title track of the EP is Back to Praise, okay. Which I also love. I love them all differently.
Now, you said you grew up singing. Did your family sing?
Yes. So my dad, I come from a long line, 165 years of mariachi music. Do you know what mariachi music is?
No, ma'am. I'm learning something today.
Okay. Mariachi music, I'm Mexican. Mm-hmm. My dad's full Mexican. My mom's half Mexican, half German. They're the guys that wear the sombreros.
Okay.
And they have the guitars and they have the trajes, the suits mm-hmm. that they wear. So that is what my dad does. And he has a male mariachi group and a female mariachi group.
Okay.
And that's what his dad did and his dad's dad and his dad's dad's dad. So I grew up, him and all of his brothers are mariachis. There's eight of them. And so I grew up, my dad loves all types of music though. So I grew up around mariachi music, but early on he introduced me to Linda Ronstadt and Barbara Streisand and Doris Day and all these other, you know, genres. And by the time I hit high school, I knew I wanted to do pop music. Mm-hmm. And so I was a bit of the black sheep of the family. I quit doing mariachi violin and started doing piano. And then I ended up going to college for composition and music business. And my dream at the time was to write songs for big pop artists. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was pretty much my dream until 2016. And then I felt totally drawn to, I just started writing worship songs then, and I didn't know what to do with them. And then the Lord completely opened crazy doors so that my music could be heard, which was amazing.
So you thought you were going to write music for pop stars, mm-hmm. but then you end up writing music for the true rock star.
100%.
100%. Yes.
And this is so fulfilling, and I'm so happy that the Lord took me this direction.
Now, instruments, I heard you say you play the piano. Any other instruments that you play?
No, just piano. I still know Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star on the violin, but other than that, piano.
Piano, all right. Well, you have a song that we're going to play. Which one did we choose to?
Back to Praise.
Back to Praise. So that's going to be the title of the EP. Mm-hmm. Why did you write that song? What inspired you to write Back to Praise?
Gosh, I think it's though just probably the number one lesson that I've learned walking with Jesus is that no matter what's going on in life, if you just keep coming back to praise, which is what the line is at the end of the chorus, then you will access his presence. So in the song, it's, you know, it says, I'm going to praise him until my soul agrees. I'm going to praise him until my heart believes. Like, you just have to keep pressing into praise, knowing that it's going to lead to communion with him. And even if everything feels like it's falling apart, his presence, it will make it okay. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's just what makes life livable. I think when times are really tough.
Yeah, because it's almost like saying you can, as far as God will take you is to your knees. So you got to get back to doing the one thing that we're called to do, and that's to praise Him.
Yes.
To worship Him, to thank Him. And would you do the honor of introing back to praise?
Sure. You just want me to say the song, or how do you want me to intro it?
However you feel led to. When your name in the song, your name, and anything else you want to say about it.
My name is Melody Noel, and you're about to listen to Back to Praise.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show this week. Thank you for, again, all the artists for this one-of-a-kind show. This music is all over the spectrum, but I love it because it's all about Jesus. So whatever vehicle and the type of music that it goes in, praise the Lord. We'll take it here on this show, and that's why it is different. My guest this week, Miss Melody Noel, thank you for taking the time. I know it's tough, 36 weeks pregnant, to do much of anything, but to be such a joyous guest and just to have the Spirit all about you and in sharing everything you did in this interview. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for this show. I don't know why it's going the way it's going, but it's all you. Thank you, God. Thank you for the guest this week. I ask you to be with Melody. I ask you to be with her family. Heavenly Father, in this pregnancy, Lord, that you will have your hand on the delivery, that you will bring this child, this baby boy into this world. And Lord, that you just not protect him, but you will protect sister, you will protect mom, you'll protect dad. Be with Miss Melody as she worships you, Heavenly Father, that you will be the guiding hand in the pen, Lord, as she scripts the words. Lord, continue to open the doors for her and be with her each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Well, how can all of these listeners connect with you? How can they find you?
Well, if you want to listen to my music, you can just put Melody Noel wherever you listen to music. And then on Instagram and pretty much all other social medias, it's Melody Noel Music.
All right.
N-O-E-L.
All right. Well, anything you'd like to say to close out the show?
Gosh, I just hope you have an amazing week, you guys. Thank you for listening. And the Lord is with you. And keep your hopes up.
That's right, because we have a lot to be hopeful for.
Because, amen.
Because there's eternal life right around the corner.
Amen.
Whether you're in the ground waiting on it, or who knows? We could be talking here in just a second and be there. Who knows?
Yeah.
So who knows? So be ready. And that's what the first song on this show is all about. It's called Are You Ready?
So good.
And it's a 25-year-old song. It was part of me. And that's why it's part of the show, and it gets the show going. And the last song that will play here in just a minute is a song that's over 30 years old, and it's by a group in California, the Altar Boys, and it's their song Life Begins at the Cross. And that's the way I like to end every show, because that's where it begins. So if you don't know who he is, call out to him. He will change your life.
Amen.
And I'm gonna go off this week, Miss Melody, thinking, take away, so there's more. That's a great analogy. And I don't know how it will work in my mind, but take away and Lord, fill in more.
Amen. Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you. God bless you. You have a great week, and I'll be praying for your pregnancy and for the delivery of another gift from God.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm honored to have been on this show.
Miss Melody Noel, right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.